Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, April 17th. Gray County is reaching out to neighboring municipalities and counties to gauge interest in climate change initiatives after receiving a staff update about what Gray County's been working on. Manager of Climate Change Initiatives Rebecca Denard updated council on four projects staff have been working on, including the Experimental Acres Farming Project, a Tri-County Green Development Standards Project, the creation of a climate adaptation plan, and a green economy hub. Gray County Warden Brian Milne.
They take in a broad selection of different initiatives that, you know, in the long term should move us closer to our objectives of having less impact on the environment.
Gray Brusso PP say some guns were stolen during a break and enter in Chatsworth. Police say last Friday, officers received a call. They say firearms, trail cameras, and outdoor power equipment was stolen. The firearms are a .22 caliber rifle and two handguns. Gray Brusso PP are asking anyone with information to contact them or Crime Stoppers. A grade 8 Dundalk student has been chosen to be a legislative page. High Point Community School Principal Kelly Merrifield says Bella Sitara Singh Soars officially started last week.
I think it's a great opportunity. I know that Bella is someone that will come back and share her experience with the other students, and it certainly will highlight the opportunity for others going forward.
Bella Sitara Singh Soars will act as a messenger on the floor of the legislative chamber, meet parliamentary figures, and learn about the provincial parliamentary system until April 25th. Police have arrested six people in the theft of more than $20 million worth of gold from Pearson Airport. Peel Regional Police say they also seized a large quantity of guns in connection with the case. Two of the suspects were Air Canada employees at the time of the heist. A year ago, a Brinks shipment of more than 6,000 gold bars and $2.5 million in cash vanished from an airport cargo building. Police say the suspect used fake documents and simply took custody of the shipment, loaded it onto a truck, and drove off. The federal Liberals are looking at leasing or divesting some Canada Post buildings for rental housing. In their latest budget proposed yesterday, they say Canada Post's priority will be to continue delivering mail, but add they will take steps to enable Canada Post to prioritize leasing or divestment of post office properties and lands with high potential for housing. It's also looking at a few national defense properties that could be converted to housing. None of those are local. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 13 points to 21,656. The Dow Jones is down 45 points. Our dollar is trading at 72.61 U.S. cents, up 31 hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $82.87, down $2.49 a barrel. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays are playing the New York Yankees at Rogers Centre this afternoon. The Jays have won four in a row. In the NHL tonight, the Toronto Maple Leafs close out their regular season against the Tampa Bay Lightning. The story heading into the game is whether or not the Leafs will give Austin Matthews another shot at scoring his 70th goal of the season or rest him ahead of their first-round playoff series with the Boston Bruins. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League playoffs, Game 4 of the North Conference Final between the Hanover Barons and Alliston Hornets goes at the P&H Centre tonight. Hanover holds a 2-1 series lead. And the under-18 OHL priority selection goes this evening, another chance for teams to add to their rosters. The Owen Sound Attack hold the 7th overall pick. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. Checking the forecast. Showers and a risk of a thunderstorm tonight with some fog patches developing overnight. 60-kilometer wind gusts, a low around 8 degrees. A chance of showers or drizzle Thursday. Some fog patches in the morning. Still breezy, a high around 11 degrees. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you're up to date.